This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We told you about the Beige Book when it came out a couple of days ago, I think. The Fed's regional and anecdotal summary of how the economy is doing region by region. Everything from the labor market to consumer spending to real estate and manufacturing and honestly everything in between. As I said, the Beige Book is anecdotal, which is to say reports from various regional Federal Reserve banks don't always agree. And one area in which those regions are seeing some different results is in loans to businesses. Marketplace's Justin Ho explains what's going on there.
A lot of businesses have been thinking twice about borrowing because interest rates are rising.
Hey, you know, I could have borrowed this at 4.5%. That made sense. But if I have to pay 6.5%, it may be a little tighter.
That's Dominic Miartin, CEO of Optus Bank in South Carolina. That's in the Richmond Fed's district, which found that commercial loan demand has been modestly slowing. Miartin says he's seeing lending slow down in home construction and commercial real estate.
There's a reluctance from investors to buy office space just because of the anticipation of future stress.
The Chicago Fed said loan demand is down in its district, too. Chris Duncan is senior loan officer at LaSalle State Bank, about 90 miles southwest of Chicago. He says many of his clients are nervous about next year's economy.
Even though things haven't gotten terribly dire yet, they're holding off on doing much until there's a little bit more certainty in the outlook.
Meanwhile, other Federal Reserve banks said loan demand is up, including the banks of Cleveland, Atlanta, and San Francisco. Nathan Rogge runs Friendly Hills Bank in Southern California. He says some clients are taking out loans now because rates are rising.
On longer fixed rate opportunities, bigger pieces of equipment, real estate, they're wanting to take advantage of rates before they move more.
Rogge says other businesses, manufacturers, and wholesalers are borrowing to expand.
They feel like things have stabilized. They see a clearer direction for the company. Their clients are feeling more optimistic. And so everything just seems to be pushing forward.
Demand for loans might differ by region because local economies have been recovering at different speeds. For instance, Charlie Daugherty, an economist with Wells Fargo, says a lot of big cities have been slower to recover. On the other hand,
you look at Salt Lake City, for example, or Boise, or Phoenix, those areas have grown at a very robust rate and continue to do so.
Overall, Daugherty says the Fed reports are a sign that the growing economy has a lot of soft patches. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.